day they pass me by. I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their sight.
You're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas, and we're in the middle of the Book of Numbers, chapter 21. Let's see, about verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." And the light bread I would assume is a reference to the manna. "And Yahuwah sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and the much people of Israel died." And here there, no water, no bread. You know, you can make water come out of a rock, you can make quail, and you have this, the manna that appears, and all of this that the Heavenly Father is providing for them, time after time, miracle after miracle, sign after sign, yet they're going to complain, and now they're complaining because the miracle ain't good enough for them. And after watching so many people rebel and die in their rebellion, yet they rebel again. So he sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit some of the people, and much of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned." Finally, repentance. "For we have spoken against Yahuwah, and against thee, pray unto the Lord, that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. And Yahuwah said to Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." And Moses made the serpent of brass, and he put it upon a pole. And it came to pass, if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in Oboth. And they journeyed from Oboth and pitched in Egi-Abarim in the wilderness, which is before Moab, toward the sun rising. From thence they removed and pitched in the valley of Zered. And from thence they removed and pitched on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness, that cometh out of the coasts of the Amorites, for Arnon is the brother of is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of Yahuwah, what he did in the Red Sea, and in the brooks of Arnon, at the streams of the brooks that goeth down to the dwelling of Ar, and lieth upon the border of Moab. And from thence they went to Beer, that is the well whereof Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water." And Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well, sing ye unto it." And the princes digged the well, and the nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver, with their staves, and from the wilderness they went to Matanah, and from Matanah to Nahalil, and from Nahalil to Bamoth, and from Bamoth in the valley that is in the country of Moab to the top of Pisgah, which looketh toward Jeshimon. And I've got to take a minute here.
can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living food. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end.
You're listening to Cross the Border and doing this program live. Sometimes something comes up. I just heard a loud explosion and I don't have any clue what it was, but it doesn't seem to be near me. But I sure certainly felt it, so I'll have to find out later what that was. Anyway, that's live radio for you when you're doing a program live. And I find it easier to do these programs live, and it's just something about it, just, you know, letting it fly and letting and praying that His Holy Spirit will move my lips and give us revelation, something that I can share with you. And I certainly do learn a lot by allowing His Holy Spirit to be more in control of what's going on. Okay, here we go. Where we left off. Oh yes, they're traveling. They're moving around a lot these days. And I don't know how much time is passing here between all these moves that we're talking about. And we're in chapter 21, verse 20. And from Bamoth in the valley, that is in the country of Moab, to the top of Pisgah, which looketh toward Jeshimon. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, Let me pass through thy land. We will not turn into the fields or into the vineyards. We will not drink any water of the well, but we will go along by the king's highway until we pass thy borders. Now, if these people were wise, they would say, because, you know, our Heavenly Father keeps His word, and if He gave the children of Israel these words to speak to the king, then they would do well to agree quickly and allow them to pass. So they sent the messengers, let us pass through the land, and Sihon would not suffer Israel to pass through his border. But Sihon gathered all his people together and went out against Israel into the wilderness, and he came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Israel smote him with the edge of the sword and possessed his land from Arnon unto Jabbok, even the children of Ammon, for the border of the children of Ammon, it was strong. And Israel took all these cities, and Israel dwelt in all the cities of the Amorites in Heshbon and in all the villages thereof. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab, and taken all his land out of his hand, even unto Arnon. Wherefore, they that speak in Proverbs say, Come into Heshbon, let the city of Sihon be built and prepared. For there is a fire gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It has consumed Ar of Moab and the lords of the high places of Arnon. Woe to thee, Moab! Thou art undone, O people of Chemosh. He hath given his sons that escaped and his daughters into captivity unto Sihon, king of the Amorites. We have shot at them. Heshbon is perished even unto Dibon. And we have laid them waste even unto Nophah, which reacheth unto Medebah. Thus Israel dwelt in the land of the Amorites, and Moses sent to spy out Jazer, and they took the villages thereof and drove out the Amorites that were there. And they turned and went up by the way of Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, went out against them, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, Fear him not, for I have delivered him into thy hand, and all his people, and his land. Thou shalt do to him as thou did unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. So they smote him, and his sons, and all his people, until there was none left him alive, and they possessed his land. Chapter 22. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab, on this side of Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of the people, because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, Now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak said, And Balak, the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam, son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, and called him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and whom you cursed is cursed. So what is going on here? What did I hear about Midian here? So Moab said to the elders of Midian, and I don't know why he's talking to the elders of Midian, but anyway, he sends for Balaam to curse Israel. And this is one of those stories that has been relegated to a child story in the scripture. So he says, but anyway, and the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand, and they came unto Balaam and spoke unto him the words of Balak. And he said unto them, Lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as Yahuwah shall speak unto me. So Balaam is going to call on the Lord and to give them word. And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. And God came unto Balaam and said, What men these with thee? And Balaam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, Behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them. Peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And God said unto Balaam, Thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, Get you into your land, for Yahuwah refuses to give me leave to go with you. And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went unto Balak and said, Balaam refuses to come with us. And Balak sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they. And they came unto Balaam and said to him, Thus said Balak, son of Zippor, Let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me, for I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come, therefore, I pray thee, and curse me this people. So they're still trying to get him to curse the children of Israel. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, If Balak would give me his house, full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of Yahuwah, my God. So he has the same God as the children of Israel, because he names him by name here, or at least they're using the name, the Tetragrammaton, and he's calling him by name, and he's saying he's my God, to do less or more. Now therefore I pray you, tarry you also here this night, that I may know what Yahuwah will say unto me more. So he said, I'll inquire again. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, If the men come to call, rise thee up and go with them, but yet the word which I shall say unto them, thou shalt do. So you're going to do what I say, but go ahead and go with them. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. Yeah, let me see. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of Yahuwah stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of Yahuwah standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way, and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of Yahuwah stood in the path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side, and a wall on that. And when the ass saw the angel of Yahuwah, she thrust herself into the wall, and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the angel of Yahuwah went further and stood in a narrow place, where there was no way to turn, either to the right hand or the left. And when the ass saw the angel of Yahuwah, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with his staff. And Yahuwah opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times? So now his donkey, his ass, is talking to him. And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now I will kill thee. Yeah. When your ass starts talking to you, you're supposed to think, it's supposed to talk back. Something is going on here. So he says, now, if I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you. And the ass said unto Balaam, am I not thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And so Balaam says, no. You've always been an obedient animal, basically. Okay, and I lost my place. Yep, went too far. Okay, and then Yahuwah opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of Yahuwah standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of Yahuwah said unto him, wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of Yahuwah, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. And the angel of Yahuwah said unto Balaam, go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that shall thou speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And, you know, I think, you know, he went a second time. He should have stood after the first time. I believe that's the message here, is that though Balaam went back again to ask again after receiving the word of the Heavenly Father and saying that these people are holy, these people are mine, he went back again to the people and said, I can't do it. And they said, oh, well, okay, I'll go and inquire again. And so he told him to go. And then he stood in the way because he wasn't done dealing with him yet, saying, okay, you're disobedient and not believing me the first time. And I believe that that's truly the lesson here. So now he says, go and speak only the word that I say. But Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him unto a city of Moab, which is in the border of Arnon, which is in the utmost of coast. And Balak said to Balaam, did I not earnestly send unto thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not unto me? Am I not able to indeed promote thee with honor? So because he hesitated in coming, now this Balak is angry with him. Why didn't you come immediately, basically? And Balaam said to Balak, lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak. And Balaam went with Balak, and they came unto Kirjath Huzoth. And Balak offered oxen and sheep, and sent to Balaam, and to the princes that were with him. And it came to pass on the morrow that Balak took Balaam, and he brought up unto the high places of Baal, and thence he might see the utmost part of the people. Chapter 23. And Balaam said unto Balak, Build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said to Balak, stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go. Peradventure Yahuwah will come to meet me, and whatsoever he showeth me, I will tell thee. And he went to the high place. And we're just about to run out of time, so we're going to pick up here next time on Cross the Border. So be sure to join me. And remember that there is nothing more important in your life. In this life, there's nothing more important than that you cross the border into His kingdom, into His kingdom, and obtain eternal life. Yes, this life is short, and eternity is forever. So prepare for that eternity.